Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on a top Trump envoy's trip to Ukraine, even as U.S. President Donald Trump continues criticizing the country's leader.
President Trump is keeping up his harsh rhetoric against Ukraine's leader, even as a top envoy praises Volodymyr Zelensky. In an interview with Fox News Radio's The Brian Kilmeade Show.
I've been watching him negotiate with no cards. He has no cards. And you get sick of it.
The president again lit into Zelensky, blaming a lack of leadership for destruction in Ukraine. At the same time, Trump envoy Keith Kellogg came out of what he called extensive and positive talks in Kyiv with Zelensky, describing him as an embattled and courageous leader. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States has proposed a draft resolution for the UN General Assembly that stops far short of competing European-backed statements demanding an immediate withdrawal of all Moscow's forces from Ukraine. Both are timed to coincide with the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine Monday, when the General Assembly will vote on the non-binding resolutions. Russia's UN ambassador said of the U.S. resolution, "It's a good move." Ahead of the release of six more Israeli hostages Saturday, Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror group, now says that there may have been a mix-up when it was supposed to return the bodies of four prisoners, including Israeli mother Shiri Bibas and her two sons. Israeli authorities say they found that the body was not that of the Israeli mother. More from AP's Ed Donahue.
Hamas says it would conduct a thorough review of the information regarding the body.
I vow that I will not rest until the savages who executed our hostages are brought to justice. They do not deserve to walk this earth. Nothing will stop me.
Hamas says it will go ahead with the release of six Israeli hostages Saturday. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday announced he would replace the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General C.Q. Brown and soon swap out five other high-level positions in an unprecedented shakeup of the leadership of the U.S. military. Trump, in a post on Truth Social, said he would nominate retired Lieutenant General Dan Raisin Kane to succeed Brown. The decision sets off a period of upheaval at the Pentagon, which is already bracing for firings of civilian staff, a dramatic overhaul of its budget, and a shift in U.S. military deployments under Trump's New America First foreign policy. North Korea's defense ministry said Saturday military provocations by the United States and its allies were becoming increasingly serious under the current Trump administration, according to state media. In a statement carried by KCNA, the information office chief at the ministry, who was not named, said Washington and its vassal forces were threatening the security environment of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, referring to recent joint military drills and U.S. military presence in South Korea. It added the DPRK will counter the strategic threat posed by the United States and other adversaries with strategic means, and vowed Pyongyang would continue its military activities. The Trump administration has the go-ahead to pull thousands of U.S. aid staffers off the job. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
A federal judge has removed a temporary block on the Trump administration's efforts to remove all but a small percentage of staffers at the U.S. Agency for International Development from their posts. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols' ruling comes following a lawsuit filed by unions on behalf of USAID employees. They said the rush to dismantle the agency had cut off some staffers overseas from emergency communication systems, including some in danger of political violence in Congo. The Trump administration had given staffers abroad 30 days to move back to the U.S., or the government wouldn't pay for the move. Donna Warder, Washington.
Pope Francis remains in a hospital more than a week since he was admitted after his bronchitis worsened. VOA's Christina Menente.
Gemelli Hospital's Dr. Sergio Alfieri and Francis's personal physician, Dr. Luigi Carbone, gave a detailed update on Francis's condition via a press conference on Friday. Alfieri says the Pope is likely to continue to stay in the hospital at least all of next week. The question is the Pope out of danger? No, the Pope is not out of danger. Francis has been diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs, along with a bacterial, viral, and fungal infection. Some of Francis's cardinals have begun responding to the obvious question that is circulating whether Francis might resign. Francis has said he would consider it after Pope Benedict opened the door to popes retiring, but has asserted recently that the job of pope is for life. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.